This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy. Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
If you only watch one thing today, though, let me tell you, watch on YouTube the video of a kayaker off the coast of Chile.
Oh, I saw this.
He got swallowed for a few seconds, swallowed by a humpback whale, and then spit back out. This is so biblical, it's ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
His father, his father recorded the whole thing on video because his dad was kayaking with him. Unbelievably, he's okay. Here's part of the news coverage about it.
A kayaker was swallowed up by a humpback whale, and it was all caught on camera. Father and son were in the water off the Patagonia region of Chile when the whale suddenly surfaced and pulled the son under. The father managed to capture the ordeal while reminding his son to stay calm. They're both okay, I have to say. They got a whale of a story to tell.
Okay, wait. When somebody almost dies, is it no pun time?
No.
It's not pun time.
If you do news, you have to work a pun in. That's part of the job. But note to self, cancel any kayaking plans to Chile. I'm out.
Seriously.
Right?
And my first thought was, how is his dad holding a camera watching his son go through this? But he didn't. It was mounted to his kayak. So it was almost on, similar to a selfie stick, but mounted to the front.
And the fact that he was rolling exactly at that, because I saw the video on ABC News this morning. Frightening. He disappears and then he pops up back up and the kayak was perfectly fine.
Yep. Within seconds, he spit back out. And the whale came back almost for a second swoop. So the dude got spit out. He said, I thought I was dead. I thought I for sure was dead. He had eaten me, then he spit me out, and you can see he like turned around, and behind him the whale goes again, almost like coming back for a second helping, and you're like, no, it's crazy.
And they say if you ever see whales do that, like come to the surface, stay clear, because they're almost like in feeding mode where they just open up their mouths. The whale didn't intend to eat the kayak,
right?
Just kind of got in the way and realized, ooh, this isn't good.
Nope.
I don't eat humans in kayaks.
I'm a vegetarian.
And spit them right out, yeah.
Which is why, yes, he just caught everything in his mouth and then didn't want him. Thank God.
But imagine that moment, whatever it was, 5-10 seconds, where you were in the mouth of a whale.
Nope.
How do I even get out of here?
And to be okay.
Yeah, he was fine.
Perfectly.
I don't think there was a scratch.
Fine. Yeah. The therapist is going to hear this story a few times. Yeah. He's physically
scarred,
fine.
Scarred mentally, but no scars on his body.